Hi, my name is Chai Sarah Silverberg, and we'll be learning together the second Sicha in Parashas Nasai, Chelek Yud Gimel Likutei Sichais. The Rebbe speaks about the Rashi and the last Pasuk in the Parsha. The Pasuk says, "V'voy Moshe goyim l'daber oisei v'gomer," and the Moshe would come to speak to Hashem. "V'ish masakol midaber elav," etc., and he would hear the voice of Hashem speaking to him, etc. Ve'daber elav, and he spoke to him. The Parash Rashi explains, "V'daber elav," Hashem spoke to Moshe. "L'ma'et Aharon min hadibros," this comes to exclude Aharon, that Aharon did not hear when Hashem spoke to Moshe. Kabbalas Rashi b'pashtus, Rashi's simple meaning, the simple explanation of what Rashi's saying is, the words "Vayidaber elav" at the end of the pasuk, "Hein miyutaros l'chor," seem to be redundant, because the pasuk already says, "Vayishu masakol midaber elav," that Moshe heard that voice of Hashem speaking to him. And then again at the end of the pasuk, it repeats, "Vayidaber elav," and he spoke to him, so that "and he spoke to him," "Vayidaber elav," is redundant. So Lechem Lefarish, so therefore Rashi says, explains, Shehichpil HaKosuv, that the pasuk repeated it, Lahadgish, to stress the fact, Shehadibur Hoya Elav, that the voice speaking was to him, only to Moshe, Dafka, Lamait Aharon min hadibros, to exclude Aharon, because Aharon, there was nobody else in the Ohel Moed. Aharon was a Kohen Gadol, and he was hanging around there. So it was to exclude Aharon that Aharon did not hear what Moshe heard. And then after Rashi explains these words by the very love that Hashem spoke to him, he goes back and he brings down the earlier words in the pasuk Vayishma Sakola, and he heard the voice, and he explains, Yachol kol mamuch, I might think that it was a soft voice. Tamud lomar es hakol. No, this pasuk says es hakol. He heard the voice. The word "the" indicates something that we know already. In other words, since we weren't, the pasuk is referring to the fact that Moshe is trying to explain how the exact dynamics of what Moshe heard. So it would be sufficient to say, and he heard a voice. The voice issued from the Kaporis, but this is not the voice issued. The voice, it's a voice that we know about. So Rashi explains, "Hu hakol shenidbar imo b'Sinai." This was the voice that is referred to in Har Sinai, which we just read about a couple of days ago. And then he continues, Rashi continues, "Kishemagia lePesach," and when that voice reached the door of the Ohel Moed, nifsak, it stopped. "Lohaya yaitzi chutz oil," and it was not heard. It did not go out of the Ohel Moed. The voice was heard in the Ohel Moed. The voice stopped at the entrance of the Ohel Moed. And b'kavanaso b'pashtos, and his intent, his simple intent is, "Shalashon hakosu v'sakol behei ha'idea," because the pasuk says the voice with the hey ha'idea, that's the hey that says it's something that we know, we're familiar with. "Mashmienu," tells us, "shehu kol hayadu mikvar," it's a voice that we know already from before. "Hainu," in other words, "hakol shenidbar Moshe b'Sinai," the voice that spoke to Moshe at Harsinai. "V'kol zeh," "v'adai shehu kol gadol," that was really a loud voice. "Sherei shamu also kol hashishim ribu yanashim v'nashim v'chulei Mishrol," that was the voice Hashem who spoke to Moshe, yet 600,000 males plus females, plus children, a of people, there must have been at least 3 million people, heard that voice of Hashem. So that was certainly a loud voice. So, Bitzarech Lahabin. So now the Rebbe is going to raise four questions. We need to understand. One, because of Ne'mar, Ba'ishma Sakol, Ba'acharechein, Ba'acharechein, Da'be'la, Gomer, and then Ba'da'be'la. The Seder and the Pasuk, the order of the Pasuk, it says, and he heard the voice speaking to him, and then and he spoke to him. So why the Lama Mishana Rashi Bisedi Pirushi Hatebas? Why does Rashi change the order in the explanation of the words? Mufarish midaber veidaberi love kodim le pirusha vishma sakol. Why does he explain the words "and he spoke to him" before, which is the last words of the pasuk? Before he explains Vishma Sakol, Rashi generally explains, he raises each question in the pasuk in order, and he answers each question in the order of the pasuk. So why over here is he explaining the latter part of the pasuk and then going back to explain a previous phrase in the pasuk? Two. So why is Rashi explaining out of order here? Two. Since Rashi writes, you might think that it was a soft voice. So, obviously, from that it's clear that the original assumption would be that it was a soft voice. And the pasuk is coming to tell us, no, this is the voice that he heard at Sinai. One would say, why would you assume that was a soft voice? Not an average, at least an average voice, a normal decibel speaking voice. Why the assumption? Why does he have to negate the possible assumption that it was a soft voice? Three. In order to say, okay, it was the loud voice of Sinai, the loud voice. So, okay, so tell us that this is the voice that he heard at Sinai. Why does he add to tell us that when they got to the door, the opening of the Ohel Moed, it stopped. It would seem that that really has nothing to do with what we're trying to say over here. What connection does it have with what Rashi said, with the pasuk for that matter? I mean, you know, what does that have to do with the pasuk here? And also the fourth question, Lama Matik Rashi Gam Tevis Vayishma Esakol. Why does Rashi also cite the word Vayishma? We know Rashi comments on those words that he has a question on and that he asks on, that he's answering. It would seem that he's only coming to explain the word Hakol, the voice. Why does he also bring down the word Vayishma here? So, and the Habir Bechalza. So the explanation. After Rashi says, he explains, and this is still, he's explaining the pasuk in order. He explains the words, Vayidaber lov, Hashem spoke to him. And Rashi explains that the reason for this is to tell us, Balamait Aharon min hadibros, to tell us that Aharon did not hear the dibros, only Moshe. Aaron, even if he was in the Ohel Moed, he did not hear the words. So you might come to a conclusion that why didn't Aaron hear? It was a natural reason why Aaron didn't hear, and it is a kol yamuch. It was not a loud voice, and Moshe. And yet Moshe was a strong person. How do we know that? As it says in Parshas Shemais, when Moshe came to Midian and he was outside the city and he was by the wells, and there the pasuk tells us that the shepherds were gathered by the wells to water their sheep, their flocks. When they saw Yisro's daughters coming with their sheep, they chased away Yisro's daughters. Yisro was not a popular guy in Midian. So Moshe got up and he redeemed Yisham. And Moshe got up and he saved the Yisro's daughters from this group of shepherds. And Moshe single-handedly chased off the other shepherds and allowed the girls to water their flocks. So clearly Moshe was a strong person. And so we might assume it would be a logical assumption that his physical powers were strong, his physical senses were strong, gam be'erech Aaron, even by comparison to Aaron, and he heard the voice but Aaron didn't hear. So the voice was maybe the voice was low and Aaron couldn't hear it but Moshe had very, very keen hearing, and so that's why he heard it and not Aaron. This is also explained by the emphasis on Vayishma Esakol. He heard the voice. In other words, because he didn't hear, it was that he heard the voice. It wasn't that, you know, it was a soft voice and it was and therefore couldn't hear, but he heard it, and anybody else could have heard it, but they couldn't hear it because they couldn't hear it. Because the speech was to him, El Moshe Levadi, only to him, Lamait Aaron, to exclude Aaron. And this is because only Moshe could hear the voice and not Aaron, right? So that would, yeah, Moshe could hear it because he was strong and Aaron couldn't. So therefore, Rashi says, Yachol Kol Namuch, you might think that it was a low voice, and that's why he heard it and nobody else. And that's why he explains that after Vayidaber Elav, once it says that Hashem spoke only to Moshe, once you heard that only Moshe heard it and not Aharon, so you might think that his voice was low and Aharon physically didn't have the capacity to hear it. So Talmud Lomar says no. It's a call. It was the voice. It was a great big booming voice. Who hakol shenid b'mo b'Sinai, the voice that Hashem spoke to him at Sinai, shelvada hayakol gadol, it was definitely a strong voice, and again, Moshe could only hear it, not because his hearing was strong, but because it was directed only for him and for nobody else. Kevan shekein, and because of this, harimash Aaron al shama sakol, the fact that Aaron did not hear the voice, lo hayasam etnei tzibativis, it wasn't because of a natural situation. El Shai Deneis, it was a miracle that the voice was only heard by Moshe. Adgashas Hakasuf he by Yishma Esakal, that the pasuk emphasizes that he heard the voice, and that's a chiddush because only Moshe was able to hear the voice. Amnam lefizeh tisara shel, but according to this, another question is raised. Bishal Moima Kol Haya Namuch. If the voice was a low voice, a soft voice, or kapadim loya gadol yos, at least it wasn't very loud. Move on, mashemashi certainly kanes l'almoed. It would be understood why does Moshe have to go to the almoed l'shmo sakol to listen to hear Hashem speak. But if avol miachas sheyahakol nishanid b'mer b'Sinai, if it's that same voice that spoke to him at Sinai. The nature of that sound of that voice was that it could be heard from very far, certainly michutz l'ohel moed. Nevertheless, only Moshe heard it, but the call of itself would be something that could be heard anywhere. So Moshe, kimoshe gam ba'ohel moed lo haya nishma l'aharon al yedei neis, and the fact that Aaron didn't hear it was a neis. So, why does Moshe have to go to Elmoy to hear the voice? Why can't Moshe just stand outside? Why can't he hear it in his house? If it's such a loud voice, it's such a great voice, so nobody hears it, but it's a loud voice, he can hear it. Why can't he hear it anyway? Why does he have to go to the Elmoy? Now, once that question has arisen, which it only arises after Hamseris Dapkalach Hashpir Shukakal Shadid Baimer B'Sinai, which arises only after we are told that it was a voice from Sinai. So Rashi continues Ukishemegia the Pesach Hay Nifsak. When it came, this voice, when it came to the door of the Mishkan, it stopped. Lohaya Yaitse Chutz LaOhel, and that voice did not go out of the Ohel. The Samaris, in other words. Shemitzat teva hakol, that naturally the nature of the voice was such, efshashay nishma gam l'chus ohel moed. The nature of the voice was such that it would certainly have been heard outside of the ohel moed. Elosh al yidei neis, but miraculously, kishemagia lepesach, when it reached the opening of the Mishkan, hayo nifsak, it stopped. Lo hayo yaitse chutz l'ohel, and it did not go out of the ohel. And therefore, v'lachein huskak Moshe l'vayel el-moyed l'shmaya sakol. Moshe had to come into the Ohel Moed in order to hear this voice. Okay. So now, Rashi's Rebbe is going to bring down the Yena Shaltara, the essence, the essential aspect of Torah, the chassidish aspect of Torah, that's in Rashi. L'chayr is ha'atzmer darish biur. So this in itself requires explanation. Mikivan sha'al pi teva haya ha'kol tzarech liyas nishma l'mirachayk, gam yichutz l'ol moed. If the voice naturally should have been heard outside of the Ohel Moed, so why did it stop when it reached the Pesach? Why did Hashem make a special nes that the voice should stop? And Moshe had to come into the Ohel Moed to speak to him. So here we need another nes, another miracle, that the voice should be such a lot. Two miracles. One is the miracle that only Moshe could hear it, okay? And then the miracle is that it stops at the door. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a principle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world with the laws of nature. Bereshit Bara Elokim. Elokim is the name of law and order, nature, boundaries. And so everything in the world runs according to those, that nature, that those laws that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world at creation. And he doesn't fool around with those laws for no reason. Though Avad Kutshabir Chud Nisan L'Magna, Kutsh Baruch Hu doesn't make miracles because he gets bored or whatever. Kutsh Baruch Hu doesn't make miracles just because. So what was the need for this miracle? Hasbara B'zeh B'Pnimi Sanyanim, and the essential, the essence of the Inyanim, the explanation is, Rashi is explained in the fact that Rashi is Hu HaKol Shenidbar Imai B'Sinai. That's the voice that spoke to Moshe at Sinai. B'Kol Shenidbar Imai B'Sinai, in the voice that spoke to him at Sinai, not HaSinai, Matzinu Gam Ken Inyan Shel Hefsek. We also find there that the voice stopped. Shehefsek Zeh HaYalei B'Makom, the cessation of the sound was not stopped in place, because it was heard throughout. Kimo b'kol ha-mishkan, the voice in the Mishkan, its limitation was a limitation of space. It was heard only in the Mishkan and only in the Mishkan. The voice at Sinai was limited bizman, in time. Shel acher matan Torah, after matan Torah, where the pasuk says b'mshech ha-yovel, when they hear the sound of the shofar, Nifsak HaKol de Matan Torah, the voice of Matan Torah would stop. Like Moshe Pirush Rashi, as Rashi explains there in Yisrael, Kishayim Shechaycha HaYovel, when the voice of the shofar will be sound, Hu HaSiman, this is the sign, Siluk Shechina, that the Shechina is departing, the Hafsakas HaKol, and the voice is ending. So there is a limit to the voice at Sinai also. Just as we see that we understand why the voice of Matan Torah stopped. Because if that voice would have been present, would have continued, would have been revealed after, even after Matan Torah, that would negate the concept of Avoda Hatluya B'Bechiras Mechavshes Shel Bnei Yisrael. It would negate the freedom of choice of Yidden. It would negate the possibility of our doing our Avoda with Bechira Chafshis, with freedom of choice. Because Ki Bihigalos HaKol HaGadol, with the revelation, when there was this great sound, this great voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Anoichi Havaya Elokecha, when that is revealed, that sound, that voice is revealed in this world, Ein Makom LeBechira V'Oifan Hafchi, that would literally negate the ability to go against that. You know, Malachim don't have Bechira Chafish. Malachim have no freedom of choice. That's why they're called Chayos HaKodesh. They're like holy animals. Just like animals have no Bechira. Malachim have no Bechira. Why don't Malachim have Bechira? Because in the worlds that they occupy, so to say, godliness is revealed. If godliness is revealed, that just prevents them. It literally takes away their Bechira Chafish, and all they can do is stand a whole day and, you know, Kaddish, 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 and serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu b'Yom HaVayira. They have no freedom of choice. Cain, who now just as, Rebbe says, just as that voice at Har Sinai stopped, so too the voice in the Mishkan, in place, Shuha Kol Chanidbar Mobi Sinai, if that sound would have extended, Ilu Haya Kaila Vidibura Shakadosh Baruch Hu Nimshach Ba'elam, if that sound, that voice, would have extended out into the world, Bikvius, in an established, B'tmidus, and in a constant manner, Gam Mechutz Al Moed, if that word, if that, that existed in outside of the Mishkan, Hare As Haya Nasa Olam Kula V'chinas Al Moed, the whole world would have become a Nihil Moed. Even if we couldn't hear it, but it would be there, and certainly the ashbas and the impact would be there. And again, there would not be freedom of choice. So what if there's no freedom of choice? We know why that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world in the first place, according to a fundamental principle that the Alter Rebbe brings down in Tanya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to have a dir b'tachtonim, to have a dwelling place in the lowest of worlds, dafka. Hainu, what does it mean the lowest of worlds? Hainu shadafka tachton kazeh, it's so low, shemitzat atzmai, that in and of itself, ein by begilu ikolo v'dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a world where getlechet, where godliness is not revealed. There's no revelation of godliness. And in this world, yamshichu v'yigalu b'kele yisbarach, people, yidin, will bring down and reveal the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yeyosa al yidei avodes ha'odam l'dir lo yisbarach, and it would be through the service, the free-willed service of us, that the world becomes a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the Anoichi and Havaya keeps extends out from the Olam Moed, then this world is becoming a dear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we create the world, we make him a dear with our Avaida. And therefore, that voice stopped because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to become a dear through our Avaida. And if our avodah is not with Bechira Chavshis, then we're only as good as the angels. And that's not good enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us not to be malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be people. And we have with the Bechira and the ability to chas v'shalom do something that they oughtn't to do. And yet we, with our flawed natures and with our own Bechira Chavshis, choose to make this world a dir lais barach. And from this we have a lesson for everyone. Shalyamer ha'adam, person shouldn't say, "Daily bi'avadasi b'ohol moed." I'm just going to hang out in the ohol moed. I'm going to hang out in the dalaramas and the four cubits of Torah and service of Hashem. L'siachet shem imkala shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. I will unify myself, unite myself with the voice of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Umali l'chol hanasa michutz l'ohel zeh. What do I have no business with anything that's outside of the Ohel of Torah, outside of the four cubits of holiness. Begufi, I'm not interested in my body, even Nefesh HaBamis, and my animal soul, and Chalki Biel, and my section, my area in this world. I don't care about any of that. All I want to do is sit over here and just be more and more and more spiritual and not deal with any of the physical issues and stuff and garbage of this world. Because the main avaida of a person, even though we all do have a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was only Moshe Rabbeinu who was supposed to be serving Hashem from within, and be hearing the Neruch Hashem and being in the Ohel Moed. Our job, Eina, is not within the Ohel Moed itself. Ki'im Leimar, our job is to pass on, to spread, to say in the entire world, Masha Shama B'Ohel Moed, to bring down into the world that which we heard in the Ohel Moed, that which we heard at Har Sinai, the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the last is Kol Ha'olam Kulay, and to transform the entire world into a dira, into a dwelling place, and a Mishkan La Yisparach, and a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you very much. Have a good day.